NPR News analyst Koki Roberts joins us now. Good morning, Koki.
Good morning, Steve.
When John Kerry says he's being attacked just because he's doing better in the polls, does he have a point?
Of course he does, but he's getting attacked for all kinds of reasons. So it is true that these vets do seem to have a true animus against John Kerry based on what he did after he came back from Vietnam. As you heard in that new ad that they have out that was in Juan's piece, that they were very upset about his attacking the war after he returned. But look, obviously the main thing we're dealing with here is Bush supporters are worried that their guy will lose and they have to go after the opponent.
Tactically speaking, did Kerry do the right thing to hit back?
Well, you can always get a big argument going about this, whether it helps or hurts to fight back against attacks. Clearly, by doing so, Kerry has elevated the charges to something above a smear and kept them in the news. I mean, they were all the news all weekend long. But on the other hand, the numbers in Juan's report from the Annenberg survey that more than half of the country knew about the Swift Boat Veterans ads is really quite something. This, Steve, is going to go down in the political books of the future. A tiny amount of money spent by this group for a very small ad buy, as it's called, in a very few media markets, and more than half of the country knows about it, and a third of the country says they've seen it. This is the power, according to the Annenberg survey, the analysis of conservative talk radio and 24-hour cable channels, and reflecting probably the tight nature of the race, people are split down the middle about whether they believe the ad or not. So clearly, Kerry is worried about it, and he's determined not to be Michael Dukakis against Bush 1 when Dukakis did not fight back. But it does keep it alive to do so. And, of course, if President Bush denounced these ads, it would end the whole story, which is probably why he doesn't do it.
Is this really a debate about who faced how much gunfire while on a Swift boat in Vietnam?
No, of course not. It's what you and I were talking about last week. The Bush campaign has decided that they have to cast this not as a referendum on President Bush's first term, but as a choice and scare people about changing the horses, especially now in the middle of the war on terrorism. Democrats are convinced that there's not one soul who voted for Gore who will vote for Bush, and that there are many people who voted for Bush who will not vote for him this time, and that's how they expect to win. Now, polls show that that's not exactly true. But there are lots of contradictory messages coming from the voters because of these uncertain times, and the Bush team is determined to convince voters, even if they're not thrilled with their guy, to be scared of the other guy. That's what Jimmy Carter thought he could do in 1980 when times were bad, inflation was very high, the hostages were being held in Iran, scare people that Ronald Reagan was a conservative, scary guy. Then the debates happened and people decided he wasn't so scary. Bush is trying to say the same thing, that Kerry is a liberal, scary guy. We'll see what the debates render this time.
Now Kerry has hinted around that he might respond by attacking President Bush's service record during Vietnam, but that hasn't quite happened yet.
Look, that all happened 4 years ago. People have made up their minds about George Bush and his record and all of that. They know who he is. They either like him or not. His record of the last 4 years is what matters now versus how they feel about John Kerry and maybe a few other things like oil prices, how they turn out in the end.
Thanks. It's NPR News analyst Koki Roberts.